right to your door.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. The main feature of the site allows you, the listeners, to actually create the content of the site. When you go to freetalklive.com, all the stuff you'll see there, the different news items and videos and blog posts and such, it's all created by listeners like you. And you, when you're surfing around the web, you spot something that you think is pretty neat. You put it into our website, and our other listeners will vote up or down on it, whether they like or dislike. And then the most liked ones will make it to the front page of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. That's freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I wanted to comment on the dilemma many young people face with the high unemployment and sort of the slowdown in the economy and the fact that many are considering going into the military in order to earn money or to advance their educational opportunities under the GI Bill and things.
Which
and
many times doesn't pan out for them, by
the way. It doesn't. I was just going to say that. And being part of the Vietnam generation, those that served in the military or those that protested the war in the States, after that fiasco, no one really trusted the government after that. And if you really believe in liberty, as Hugh had said, you really want to preserve your civil rights, and if you go into the military, you automatically lose those. And I just want to say this, that, you know, the government will not be there to help you when you realize many years after your participation in an illegal war or an illegal occupation, and you have to deal with the moral dilemmas and the moral repercussions of your actions. And that can be quite horrific.
In addition, you're right, they're not going to be there to help you. In many cases, they use excuses to not give people treatment that have had, like, PTSD. They're having a real difficult time. They're having the nightmares.
Absolutely.
Having the stress. And they'll come up with these excuses of, well, that didn't start when you were in the military, so, you know, we're
right.
Not going to help you with that.
And also, I wanted to say that in the current theaters of operation in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iran, you don't want to even be in that area because of all the depleted uranium that's in the dirt, that's in the atmosphere, that's everywhere, that's on your, you know, GI clothing and your equipment. And all you need is one little alpha particle inhaled into your lungs. And within 7 to 8 years, you'll be dead with massive malignant cancer. So these are the realities. And I would also mention to the young people that are considering the military to contact the Quaker, the Society of Friends, because they've always done a very good conscientious objector program whereby individuals, in a sense, have to come to terms with their own beliefs and philosophies. And then if you believe against war and you don't want to participate, you know, you start thinking about your statement in the event that there is a draft, and it
and
looks
there
like there
well
may
be
one very soon.
Yeah.
So in a sense, you want to have your documents made, and even with those documents, there's no guarantee that your Selective Service Board will accept those. You know,
well,
you can present it to
them,
and they may still give you a 1A classification.
I would not show up to the Selective Service Board.
Well, back in the Vietnam era, in a sense, you did, because if you didn't, they would get the police in your city to go out and arrest you. So, I mean, it was a little different, you know, back then in the 1960s.
Well, they might do the same thing today. I'm just not going to.
We made a lot of people, enough people resisting that and being having the guts to ignore it that it becomes not viable.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of the people that ignored that was Barack Hussein Obama, or Barry Satoru, who actually didn't file his selective service at age 18 little postcard in the mail that was actually done in 2008.
I wish I had
been.
You
see the actual document that was actually done later. So yeah, in a way, under the federal law, you still have to register it on your 18th birthday.
I wish I had
postcard.
I was too scared at the time to not do something like that.
Yeah, same here. I did it.
I wish I hadn't. Thanks, Frank, for the call. Appreciate it.
And then the Quaker Society of Friends is also.
It's a good suggestion.
They also do a lot of great counter recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
They're very good at something. I've read some articles about some of the counter recruitment done by the Society of Friends, and there's some really good efforts done there. And I've looked into counter recruitment myself as possible activism thing.
Yeah,
and
well, you know they've got a brand new military recruiting facility here in Keene, right?
I've heard about it. Yeah. I didn't know. Has it opened now?
It appears to be open. Okay. If not, it's darn close. They are
right.
Done with the building, and I can see the banners and things like the Go Army banner hanging in the windows. So.
I just remember thinking, I didn't know, you know, that's the kind of thing. Don't start fresh and remake the wheel. Read up on how the Quakers have done counter-recruitment.
They've got
really
brochures
great stuff.
And things like that, stuff that you can, kind of a system that you can plug into.
Yeah, I just read some good articles on how they did it. So.
What would be nice is if we could somehow find out, one of our friends that is on the inside of the local high school, and maybe you could do this in your local area if you want to do the counter-recruitment, somehow find out when the military is going to be on campus and doing their recruiting efforts, like, heavily. I know that
they've had to fight legal battles to get in some of those places. And I think it's easier now because they've paved the way. Right, because they did a good job of it. So now, in a sense, a lot of the way has been paved, and it's less likely because of the legal precedent that some school is going to say, no, you can't go in and do
mm-hmm.
counter-recruitment.
Because they don't want to get involved in a lawsuit.
You know, the idea is there's been lawsuits in the past, and there had to be legal battles fought to be able to get in there and do counter-recruitment because the schools want to just let the military in and don't want to let the counter-recruitment in.
Sure.
And
well, they don't
so,
want to let
you know,
they don't want to let me in for anything, right? I mean, if I show up on a school campus, it's a threat. They'll threaten me with trespassing.
Yeah, so
it'll be interesting to see how doing counter recruitment would change that situation.
I liked a lot of the approaches taken, especially in the terms of trying to show, you know, so many of those young people are there out of desperation,
mm-hmm.
and so
or confusion.
Address that confusion and desperation. Address that. I mean, they don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. Like they don't know how to pay for college. Things like that, and what the Society of Friends would do is go in and try and fill in those gaps for them, is help them see all the other options that were out there. They'd also do things like tell them things that the recruiter was not going to tell them. Like, look, here's some things your recruiter's not going
to
tell you.
Or
these
what
aren't
they'll lie to you about.
These aren't the happy things, yeah, and they might lie to you in these ways. Be prepared for that. And so, they would just make a point to tell them the things that the recruiter would just sort of conveniently leave out of the
give them something to
message.
Think about. Yeah, absolutely. More up here with your calls, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hey, David.
I was just along the same line. I would, if I had a radio show, I'd probably try to repeat on a regular basis, don't join the military.
Did you?
I'd make that a campaign. If it was up to me, everybody who was against the war would make that a campaign on the radio and hopefully influence the younger people.
I appreciate that, David. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Thank goodness.
I signed that piece of paper that they had that you had to sign so you could get student loans and stuff like that.
What is that? I'm not familiar.
What do they call it? Well,
service?
What is it?
Is that
selective service?
Yeah,
yeah, that you
right.
had to do.
They
yeah.
hold a ton of things over you to get to sign that thing. That's how they fill you with fear about not complying, and you know.
Yeah, with $500,000, I think they threaten you with, and then jail time as well if you don't fill out the little postcard. And so I remember when I saw that as a teenager, even though I probably was still somewhat friendly to the idea of the military at that age in my life, I was pretty intimidated by that. I was pretty scared by that.
Yeah, I was concerned about getting student loans. That's what I was thinking about at the time, I think. And but it was peacetime the whole time I was there. So I was within that time frame, so it didn't.
Well, it's never really been peacetime for the military. I mean, they've always been over killing someone somewhere, haven't they, for the last several decades? They've pretty much been. I mean, even though right now they don't have any declared wars. But clearly there are people that are being killed by their hands. So thanks, David, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airway by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy our features on the site, like the wiki, over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. wikiwiki.freetalklive.com is where you can go and edit almost anything there. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you may have ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue taking your phone calls. Oh, by the way, want to welcome our brand newest affiliate here tonight. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that we were going to have a pretty big announcement, and I think this is a pretty big announcement. Maui is on board. So now, if you are in Hawaii and you are up late because they are delay broadcasting the show in Maui, if you're up from midnight, no, excuse me, I think it's 1 to 4 a.m. on weeknights, overnights, and then Saturday, late Saturday nights will be on from midnight to 3, I think. So if you're partying in Maui, and you get in your car or whatever, you get back to your hotel room, you flip on your radio, you're going to hear Free Talk Live, which is pretty cool.
That's excellent.
So they're taking all six nights of the show down there in Maui. And so welcome aboard to our listeners. We started there last night, so we are on tonight. Listeners to KNUI, AM 900 KNUI, the talk of Maui is on board. And I think that's pretty exciting because now – of course,
you know what I think what's cool about that is a lot of people will discover the show through the radio.
Yeah.
And then they'll find out, oh, I can listen to this online.
Yes.
And then I can call in and all that stuff when otherwise it was a rebroadcast and I couldn't. And so I think that, it could end up being a whole lot of online listeners that you gain out of things like that.
Right, especially because likely there are a lot of tourists coming through Maui and they're going to be scanning around on the various different radio bands there. They're going to hear Free Talk Live and they're going to find us that way. And, of course, the Hawaiian Islands are filled with people that appreciate ideas of secession. There's
right.
a very good –
There's a strong secession
strong
movement there, yeah.
So they're going to hear us talking about secession, and that's going to hopefully get them all jazzed up. And who knows, man, maybe Hawaii will be the second free state. That'd be kind of nice, huh?
Yeah.
So welcome aboard, KNUI listeners. You are, again, listening to a delayed broadcast if you're in Maui, but we are on from 7 to 10 Eastern time every single night. So just because you're listening delayed doesn't mean you can't participate in the show. You can still, if you've got something you want to say to Free Talk Live, and there are other markets across the country that are also listening to this show in delayed broadcast. Just remember that we're on 7 to 10 Eastern. Do the calculations to figure out what time that is in your time zone and pick up your phone and call in. You don't have to be on topic for Free Talk Live. You can
That's
bring
right.
up absolutely anything.
All you have to do is know the number. And if you
exactly.
really do want to hear what's going on at the time, you can turn on your internet.
Let's
right
go to your calls. Matthew is in California. You can bring up anything. Matthew, what's on your mind tonight?
How you doing, gentlemen? First, before I get to my topic, let me say as a veteran, with the debate of whether or not to join the military, I've got two perspectives. One, I enjoyed my time while I was in there, but I was one of the lucky few who had one of those niche jobs that you're not going to get today if you joined. I got to do AWOL apprehension while I was stateside. So I just basically got to fly around the country, pick up guys who got arrested for speeding tickets, and they come up on the computer as AWOL, and I just transferred them back home. So I was just basically a paid, flight attendant for these guys.
There are a few jobs like that. You can end up in a cushy job. There's a few, not very many.
Right, there are not very few out there. And when I was overseas in Germany, during Desert Storm, I was an MP, but all I did was sit on a attack base and I guarded missiles. So, I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere in Germany, nothing was happening. So all I did was just go to work for 8 hours during my shift, and then somebody else would come and replace me, and then I'd go party all night with the German girls and come back home. I mean, it was great. But don't expect that if you're going in today. So it ain't going to happen.
You still have to, and of course, you still have the normal, step a little bit out of line and get in a lot of trouble sort of thing.
Oh,
that all still applies.
Oh, yeah, that part. Yeah, I knew my P's and my Q's. You have to do what they tell you. And, for those 12 hours a day where you were at work, the 2 hours before you got up there and the 2 hours after, there was a bunch of, I can't say the word, but a bunch of stuff you had to deal with that, your room had to be clean, your boots had to be a certain way, your uniform. I mean, it was just ridiculous. But I had one of the better experiences. So I have, like I said, I have two sides of it. I tell my friends it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. So,
well, still, if you want to break it down, even though you had a better gig than some of the other poor saps that were in there, you still want to break it down. You're still working for a criminal agency that's you're in a support role in an agency that's main job is to kill and destroy. And
no argument from me there.
Yeah.
But the reason I called was because I'm a news junkie, and I follow the news all around the United States and around the world. And I came up on this story out of Phoenix, Arizona, where this couple was arrested for having sex in a parking garage. And then, you know, it's on Facebook, and I'm, you know, posting my little comment, and I just couldn't believe how many people saw that as a crime. And I'm like, okay, it's two people having sex. If you're not looking at it, it's not your business. You know, I can see maybe the private property owner wants to say, hey, no having sex in my garage, but it was, you know, just the people who were responding to that and saying, oh, yeah, it's a crime. I would hate if my kids came across it and saw people having sex. But I asked people like that, well, what do you think about them seeing violence on TV? And they're like, I'm fine with that. You know, they can watch.
Welcome to America, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the sad state? You know, I'm just.
Yes, it is. And it's so typical about kind of this American perspective that violence is acceptable, but sexual interactions in any sort of public fashion is not. And I might agree that it's a little tacky, you know, to have sex
tacky.
In a parking garage.
Yeah, sure.
Probably a little dirty as well. But nonetheless, it's like you said, who cares, man? I mean, it really, what's the big deal?
It only becomes a big deal because of the way people react to it.
Right. So your kids see people having sex. Okay. You tell them, well, that's a really tacky thing to do, kids. If you're going to have sex, you should probably not do it in a parking garage. It's really filthy and nasty, and, you know, it's just a tacky thing
to
do.
Well, I'm assuming they were in a car in the parking garage.
Well, it seems like a safe assumption, but you never know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're true that. But I'm just assuming they were in a car. But can I say, I've never had sex in public, I would be lying. When I was lucky, I had sex in public, and I consider myself very lucky to be having it. So, I mean, I don't see what the problem is. You know, the only problem is if you're looking, and if you have a problem, then don't look, you know. Go away.
Well, the people who, I mean, now we've heard a lot of complaints here, for instance, in the Keene area about people being topless in downtown Keene. And, of course, the next question is always, well, is public sex going to come next? And I can tell you that I wouldn't support people having sex in public. As I said, I think it's kind of a tacky thing.
I don't support it either unless it's me. Then I'm off work.
But you know, as far as how people feel about it, they feel like they're being forced to see these things because it's in public, because they come across it, that they're being forced to see it. And, you know, I can understand that perspective.
Being forced to see all kinds of things all the time. I'm being forced to see your striped shirt right now.
And you may not like it. It may be offensive to you. And I don't – there's a guy that walks around downtown with his shirt off all the time, and he's a very angry man, and I don't like him very much. But, you know, I see him, and that's
okay. You're forced to see him.
Yeah, I'm forced. If I want to walk downtown, I'll see that guy. Whatever. Get over it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you will find a bunch of stuff, and it's all for free. Our webcam is included. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, listen, and chat. Our chat room is built into the very same page as our cam, so you can enjoy all of that for free over at cam.freetalklive.com. And the webcam is brought to you by Memory Dealers. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's memorydealers.com, 800-259-9231. You know, we were talking about the idea of sex in public with Matthew, and I think that clearly private property rules should be respected, right? I mean, we were discussing the, there was a story in the news somewhere about how some folks had been caught having sex in a parking garage. And it's likely that, well, I don't know if it's likely. I suppose it could be public property. But, again, it doesn't mean that I support people going around all everywhere that's public property and having sex. On the other hand, I also empathize with where Matthew was coming from. It's like, look, what's the big deal? If people want to be tacky,
I think it's tacky. I don't think it's something that there should be like a lawful, a legal repercussion.
No,
for.
Who's the victim?
And the thing is, yeah, exactly. But the thing is, you know, a lot of times the whole notion of, the idea of just like being forced to see something is what's so ridiculous about it. Imagine imagine if you had to suddenly change for some reason. Like you just had to quickly change your shorts. You know, maybe you spilt something really cold on yourself on a cold day in New Hampshire, and you're like, you have something to change into, but you know, you have to change quickly. And what if you do it discreetly? Like you're not trying to flash anyone or something, but you're like, you just have to change quickly.
Right.
But you can go to jail for that. Like
you'd
be
a sex offender for that.
Right. I mean, I try to turn away. I try to find a bush or something and just quickly change my pants. You know, why can't you? You should be able to do something like that, and you're not trying to make anyone see anything. You know, it's this whole notion of people being forced to see stuff. It's
people
ridiculous.
Need to get some thicker skin, I think, is really what the issue is. And I agree with you completely. Just to suggest that seeing someone engaging in, and let's take it away from sex. Let's just go to just any other public display of affection. I mean, some people are offended by people kissing in public.
If it's two people of the same gender.
Right, or you know,
it's okay if you kiss in public, but if you're the same gender, they don't want to have to see that.
Right, that could be as offensive. It could be as offensive to someone who is very, say, homophobic, to see two men even walking down the street holding hands together.
And I remember my grandmother being offended that there were some people, there was a couple being affectionate, nothing major, but they were black and white,
interracial, yeah,
interracial.
So
she was offended by that. She said that was, you know, she made a big fuss over that.
Right.
And she was forced to see that.
Right. And that's what really we're talking about here, right, is people who are offended by someone else's choices. Someone else's choices that don't inherently involve any kind of actual victim, in that no property is being damaged. No one is being physically harmed by their actions. But they find something about them to be absolutely intolerable or offensive.
They want other people to go out of their way. You know, it's like it's someone else's job to go out of the way to keep them from seeing something they don't want to see. And that's what it takes. I mean, you know, it's pretty silly.
Would love your thoughts at 800-259-9231. So just recently we had an incident here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I think we touched on it briefly last night, but didn't really get into detail, wherein some people at the nightcaps, as you know if you've been listening to the program here for a little while, there have been some folks, liberty-minded folks, hanging out downtown in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, the center park in town, Central Square, essentially enjoying each other's companies, doing some socializing, enjoying some open containers of alcohol, maybe a little bit of cannabis as well, and just kind of having a nightcap together. And it's been going on all summer long, pretty much, and it's been a lot of fun. I had been enjoying every single one of them. I've been out almost every single night until they put me in basically lockdown in my own home.
Not me. I'm not much of a night person.
Yeah, that's true.
If I'm free at that time, I guarantee you I want to get some sleep, especially lately.
But it's fun and it's easier for me because you know, I live here in town and you live kind of outside of town. So
yeah.
Some people were already upset about the idea that people were smoking cannabis or drinking alcohol downtown. Of course, they're doing it in a responsible manner. Nobody's getting out of control. People are throwing away their garbage.
What people don't realize too is there are other people besides the nightcappers that are enjoying the park at the same time, and they don't look intimidated, they don't look bothered, they're just hanging out. And there's no reason to, because if you see whether it's during 420 or whether it's during a nightcap, it's not like there's anything crazy or scary going on. It's just people hanging around chatting in the park. And so someone who doesn't have some sort of predisposition about it, you know, because they've heard things, there's all these crazy stories going around. If there's just people walking through the park, they're just walking through the park. It's not a big deal. They make it sound like there's this, I don't know, maybe a thick cloud of marijuana smoke coming up. It's nothing like that. It really isn't.
So, but then I guess things got interesting this week, a little unusual at the nightcap. Somebody brought out some sidewalk chalk.
Yep.
Have you seen the pictures of this yet?
Yes.
Okay, so if you go to freekeen.com.
I actually was at that nightcap.
Oh, you were?
It was an unusual case. I went to that nightcap, and I saw them chalking the sidewalk.
They brought out a bunch of sidewalk chalk, and they chalked up most of the park, from what I could tell. There were a lot of slogans and things that were written, very pro-liberty ideas, pro-liberty phrases and sayings written on the sidewalk.
Fairly innocuous, I would say, though, too. Nothing, like, really outrageous or trying to – certainly not trying to be offensive.
No, no.
Sort of like slogans and ideas, mostly peace-oriented or love-oriented or innocence.
Yeah. I've got them here. You can go to freekeen.com to see a handful of the pictures, and then if you click in, there's a link there that'll take you to the Keen Nightcap Facebook page. If you look for Keen Nightcap on Facebook, you can find the full every picture that was taken. Here are some of the things that were chalked. You can't cage an idea. That was one of them. Innocent people don't belong in cages. KPD, lose the violence and you can protect. Respect thy neighbor, with a peace symbol in the O of neighbor. Very pretty, by the way. The artwork was very nice. Taxes equal theft. No victim, no crime. A peace symbol. Violence is not the answer. Freekeen.com, we're here, we're freer, get used to it. I like that one. First they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, then you win. Everything is okay. A big smiley face. If you're happy and you know it, shake your chains. A famous quote from the imprisoned Rich Paul, one of the local activists here who is sitting in a jail cell right now. And another one, free Rich Paul. Not peace, not strife, with a peace symbol. People are being arrested for drinking water. What is wrong here? Ian does not deserve a curfew for following the law. Taxes equal theft, written on the statue. And this is
there's also one you forgot.
Oh, there's more.
It's after six. Do you know where Ian Freeman is?
Someone wrote, stop paying taxes on a power box or something like that. Obama lied, with a peace symbol written on the statue. Place traffic tickets here, written on a garbage can.
That was cute.
Breasts are beautiful. Stop Burke's power trip. That's the local man in a robe. One that is so graphical, I can't live and laugh, I think is what that one says. Very pretty. And, yeah, so very cool. Don't force people to do or not do anything. Just let us be free. Freekeen.com, we are human. We love. We hurt. We miss our family when you take them from us. So that's the list of them. You can see them yourself over again.
So obviously some incredibly offensive slogans placed, being done in chalk that rinses away with a light rain or with a sprinkler.
Well, I guess some of the most controversial portions of this, I mean, number one, you've got different people that are going to be offended by different portions of this, right? Someone is going to be offended, on one hand, that anyone did any chalking at all on anything in the local park. Because it's forcing us to, you're ruining, marring the view, the beauty of the park with your chalk, etc., etc. And then there are some people that were particularly offended because a Civil War monument was chalked. And I kind of want to focus in on that aspect.
I wish they'd written peace symbols on it.
They did.
Yeah, okay.
Here in a moment at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are welcome, too. It's Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. where we give you the features for free. So head on over, enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And don't forget, you can help support the show by going and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. For as little as $3 a month, we will take that money in and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. As we mentioned this hour, welcoming our brand newest affiliate, AM 900 KNUI, the Talk of Maui, on board as our newest six-night-a-week radio station, which it's a little more difficult for us to get a six-night-a-week station. And the reason for that is because, well, you know, most radio stations, when I call them, and that's what I do during the daylight hours, is I call radio stations to get Free Talk Live on more stations. And, you know, most stations, they've already got 24 hours of programming 7 days a week, right? And
if they so they have to give something up.
Yeah, if they didn't, they'd have a problem. So they've got to make a replacement. And it's easier for a radio station to take a risk on a show that's maybe a little more unproven, a little unusual, like Free Talk Live is on a weekend, which is one of the reasons why we have our Saturday program, to kind of get our foot in the door, so to speak. So it's a little more difficult, a little more rare for us to actually sign a station on board right out the gate for all 6 nights a week. So it's really cool that we're on in Maui every single night. So welcome again. And it's thanks to listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers that are making this expansion possible. You're allowing us to reach out to the radio industry, to expose the show to them, to get them on board, to show them that we're still here. You know, we've been doing this now on a syndicated radio basis since 2004, so we're becoming, I wouldn't go so far as to say we're industry veterans yet, but we're certainly more recognized now than we've ever been in the past. And it's thanks to listeners like you becoming amplifiers, because it gives us, your $3 a month is basically our advertising budget. It's basically our promotional budget. But we're not just promoting the show to radio stations. We're also promoting it online. We're doing Google AdWords. We're reaching out to people via sponsoring things like Liberty on Tour at libertyontour.com. Pete and Adam driving around the country for 13 weeks, meeting up with liberty-minded folks everywhere. And they've got Free Talk Live. They've got a Free Talk Live banner on their on MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. So not only are we doing outreach stations, not only are we doing internet advertising, but we're also using some of that money to kind of reinvest into the movement itself and buy sponsorships with folks like Adam and Pete from Liberty on Tour. So your $3 a month makes a big difference, and you can do it with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, become a Free Talk Live amplifier today, and get perks. Get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, also available the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the usual podcast commercials that you're used to hearing. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance for doing that. We're going to get right back to your phone calls here, but just a finish up some thoughts on what's transpired this week here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's been like 5 weeks straight that the local newspaper just can't stop writing about us. There's been so much going on with multiple mass arrests, the sidewalk chalking and the chalking of a local park that went on this week. Some folks came out to my place because, again, I'm basically on house arrest as I'm out on bail right now for an earlier arrest a couple weeks ago, or I guess last week during the city council meeting. So they came over and they showed me these pictures of what had been done out in the park that night. And you were out there to see some of it happen, Dale, and I was really impressed by it. I mean, it was really just nice-looking artwork,
oh, yeah.
Very pretty. And, of course, some people are going to see it as very ugly because people have different opinions about things. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people being offended by different things. Some people are offended by chalk on a statue. Some people are offended by the human breasts or the human body being naked in some fashion. Some people are offended by certain words that that people say. And you just don't have a right not to be offended in America. I'm sorry to be the bearer of
bad. You don't have a right to make everyone else like bend over backwards to keep you from seeing something you don't want to see either.
Yeah, and now you do have a right to your own private property and to have it not be molested. So sure. Had these people actually chalked on someone's private property, I'd be pretty upset about that. No matter how pretty it was, I would be very upset. Because unless you've gotten the permission of that owner, the private property owner, that's a property rights violation.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is that this is private property, and they use chalk, which is pointedly it's going to effort not to do any kind of damage. Because chalk
absolutely.
Is so incredibly harmless, so inert, and so easy to wash away. And in fact, it will. As soon as it rains, it's going to be gone. As soon as the sprinklers come on, it's going
to
be gone.
But they sent somebody out the next morning to scrub it off. So the complaint was, well, the city bureaucrat had to go out and scrub all that off.
No, they didn't have to. It would have gone away on its own.
Yeah,
they didn't have to do that. They chose to do that.
But people were offended, Dale. And one of the most offensive parts to people, I think a lot of people, is that in the center of Keene, New Hampshire, there is this monument to violence. There is a monument with a Civil War soldier.
I don't like being forced to see that.
No,
actually.
I don't either. I find it offensive.
It is. Yeah.
It is a monument to violence. And, of course, the people that are offended that there was a peace symbol drawn on it and the words Obama lied on one side and there was something else written on the other side, the people that are offended by that are saying, this is an insult to our forefathers who fought and died for freedom. Really? Sorry, but no. The Civil War. Look, I know what they told you in government school. I went to government school. I heard that story. And it sounded very nice. You know, the government school version of the Civil War is that, well, Abraham Lincoln was a really honest man.
And he wanted to end slavery.
Right. So he came in and the mean old Southerners, they just wanted to have their slaves. And so they fought against the North and the North just had to crush them with their boots.
And the North was good and the South was bad because the South had slaves. Wait. So did the North.
Oh, they don't tell you that part.
And Abraham Lincoln only freed the Southern ones. He didn't free the Northern ones.
Right. Well, of course, he couldn't free the Southern ones in the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right. He didn't actually free them. He went through the, motions of...
It was political.
Yeah.
It was posturing.
It was posturing, yeah.
And really, okay, yes, maybe at some level the Civil War was supposedly about ending slavery. I'm not going to deny that's the case. I'm certainly not in favor of slavery. However, the main motivation for the Civil War on the behalf of Abraham Lincoln and his own quotes bear this out, is that he wanted to preserve the Union.
Listen, everyone. Anyone who has doubts about Abraham Lincoln and what he was really about, stop reading the Gettysburg Address. They make everyone read in school and read both of his inaugural addresses. Read his first and second inaugural addresses.
What will they learn?
You'll hear him. Wow, let me try to say that again. You'll hear how he really felt about slavery, about what his role as president entailed, and you'll see him completely switch position between his first and second terms. I know we've never seen presidents do that before, but he's one of the most notorious early people to do that, I guess, was to completely turn into a different person after between terms.
He was a tyrant. He crushed dissent. He arrested.
He talked about he was a white supremacist. If you read his first, everyone will make excuses for him. And I'm like, well, okay, but if you're going to make excuses for Abraham Lincoln for being a white supremacist, how come you aren't making excuses for the Southerners that you say are that way? That's what gets me is like, okay, this is the president, and you're making excuses for the president. You should be holding him to a higher standard, if anything, not a lower standard. If you're judging the South, and you should. The South as well as the North who had slaves, you should judge people for slavery. It is wrong. If you're judging them for it, why aren't you judging Abraham Lincoln when he said that black people should always stay in an inferior position to white people, and the white people needed to keep them, they needed to be under the control of white people and so forth. Read his first inaugural address. I mean,
he's a thug.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln was a thug. And, of course, he's held up by the pro-government historians as this icon. When you learn about presidents in government school, Lincoln is one of the key ones, right? Yeah. He's held up as this icon because he was so intent on keeping the Union together. That was the purpose behind – the real purpose behind the Civil War was to crush the dissent in the South – to prevent them from voluntarily leaving the Union that they supposedly, of course, they weren't even alive at the time that it was created. But
you know, if you have to summarize it really short, if you had to summarize the inaugural address, his first one, it would be, you can have your slaves, but you better freaking pay your taxes. That's the summation of the first inaugural address. Go read it.
All right.
He'll spend a long time telling you, don't worry, I'm not going to mess with your slaves, but you better pay your taxes.
Yeah, what would be nice if out of this chalking of the local park here in Keene, New Hampshire, if there was a conversation started about the Civil War and what that statue really stands for. It doesn't stand for freedom. The statue is a reminder of oppression. It's a reminder of what happened when some people decided they wanted to be free of the so-called Union.
And they weren't great either. I mean, they were trying to just have a different government that had its own problems.
Sure, they were.
But the point was that they dared to say, we don't want to be we want to hold the federal government accountable. We want to separate from it. And anything that would hold government accountable is a huge problem.
Also,
right?
Isn't it ironic that in order to supposedly end slavery, they enslaved people to fight the war?
Yeah.
So,
killed a lot of people, enslaved a lot of people.
Right, they killed hundreds of thousands of people. There's no honor in that. And
slavery was ended in many other places without wars.
We're coming back with more here in moments. Hour number 3 is coming up. Your thoughts are welcome. Was chalking the park inappropriate? Chalking the monument inappropriate? We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.